A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, let your requests be made known to God by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Gently leading the poor and the humble. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. To you I lift my soul. To the ones who seek the Lord, who look to God's word, who live God's love, God will always be near and will show them mercy. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. To you I lift.
The Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a young woman engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the young woman's name was Mary. When the angel came to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Mary was deeply troubled by the words of the angel. She wondered what this greeting might mean. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You shall conceive in your womb and you will bear a son, and he will be great. And you shall call him Jesus. He shall be called Child of the Most High, And God will give him the throne of David, his ancestor, and he will rule over the house of Jacob, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said, "How can this be? For I am a virgin." The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the child you bear will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Now your relative Elizabeth will also conceive a child. And she who is considered barren is now in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God. Mary said, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." And with that, the angel left her. Mary immediately got up and left Nazareth. She went into the hill country, into Judea, and there she entered the home of Zechariah, and she greeted Elizabeth. And when the sound of Mary's greeting was heard by Elizabeth, the child in her womb leapt for joy. Elizabeth said, "Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. And who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For the moment I heard your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you, for you believed the promise made to you would be fulfilled." And then Mary cried out, "My whole being proclaims the glory of God. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He has looked upon the lowliness of his handmaid, and from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy is from generation to generation to all those who fear him. He has shown might with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart. He has put down the mighty from their thrones. He has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has redeemed Israel, his servant, as he promised to Abraham and to his descendants." Mary stayed in the house of Elizabeth for 3 months, and then she returned to Nazareth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,